you're not going to be too bored. Our flat is very small.
Oh, what's that door at the back of the hall? Have you got a garden after all?
Oh, I'm afraid not, Tom. Just a sort of backyard, very pokey, with rubbish bins. Nowhere to play. Did you have a good journey?
We came through Ely. Tom wanted to climb the cathedral tower. I had to tell him it was out of the question while he's in quarantine for measles. But I bought him a postcard, didn't I, Tom?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you've got a grandfather clock. It isn't ours. It belongs to old Mrs. Bartholomew in the top flat.
It's incredible.
It is also utterly unreliable. You'll have noticed, Tom, that it struck one, despite the fact that it is now 5 o'clock.
Don't touch it, Tom. Mrs. Bartholomew is very particular about her clock.
If she's so particular about it, why doesn't she have it in her flat with her?
Because it's screwed to the wall at the back. The screws have all rusted in.
Keeps good enough time, but seldom chooses to strike the right hour. Our flat is up here.
I've never seen inside a grandfather clock.
No, Tom, don't try and open it.
Its voice is so penetrating I can even hear it in bed at night.
Its voice?
I mean, of course, its chime.
Come away from it, Tom. Come up and have tea. Here we are. This is our flat. Mrs. Bartholomew lives up those stairs in the attic flat. Come inside, Tom, dear. I'm sorry I snapped at you, but you see, Mrs. Bartholomew owns the whole house. She's our landlady, so we don't want to do anything to annoy her. Now, this is your bedroom.
But there are bars across the bottom of the window. I'm not a baby.
They're not for you, Tom. This window had bars across it when we moved in. The bathroom window has them too, for that matter. See, I've put flowers on your chest of drawers. And here are some books for you to read.
School stories for girls.
They were mine when I was a child. Now, I've got a nice tea ready for you. I'm a good cook and I'm going to spoil you for food.
Dear Peter, this card is a picture of the Cathedral Tower at Ely. Uncle Alan wouldn't let me climb it. The house here is flats and there isn't any garden. Ugh, I can hear Uncle Alan through the wall having his bath. There is a clock here that strikes wrong. It says it's 3, but really it's 6. I don't know what I'll do all day.
Would you like to help me cook, Tom? I could show you how to whip the cream.
I know how to whip cream.
I've brought you a new jigsaw puzzle, Tom. I think you'll find it most interesting. It's a map of the world.
Shrimp sauce on the fish today, Tom. You'll like that.
I wish I could have gone out and caught the shrimps.
I'll put the wireless on for you, Tom. Top of the form is about to begin. We can test your general knowledge.
Dear Peter, I hate it here. It's the worst hole I've ever been in. I don't know what to write you about. Every day is the same. I can't go out. I can't even answer the door to the milkman in case I give him the measles. I'd do anything to get out of it, to be somewhere else, anywhere.
Tom. What are you doing with the light on at this hour?
I can't sleep.
All children sleep. Now put away your writing things. Now, good night.
I can't sleep.